like plants.
Gladiolas.
Better than people plants.
And magnolias.
They never do evil plants.
And begonias.
All they ever want is to grow. Smarter than us.
Violets.
They make a living without any fuss.
Us.
Water, sun, and air.
And
are all they need to grow. Do I have to get specific? I think plants
we are so terrific.
Plants are generous souls.
I know, just out of town, a mile or so, where everybody's gonna go, down where they do the Zydeco. They play the music loud and hot, they put the crawfish in the pot. Oh man, they put a quite a show, down where they do the Zydeco, down where they do the Zydeco.
Broadcasting live from the Sonoma County Harvest Fair, I'm Steve Garner, and I thought we would start the show off on a lively note this morning with my friend Tom Rigney and his band Flambeau. They will be playing today at 2:15 at the Sonoma County Harvest Fair. If you've never seen this incredible band based in the San Francisco Bay Area, do come to the Harvest Fair and boogie down. You should have seen, I wish we had a video of Gwen just boogieing down to the Tom Rigney Flambeau.
You
were really moving it, shaking it.
What do you mean? I was watching you. The only time I see you dance are when we're at these remotes and they have this music.
It is infectious music. It's Garden Talk live at KSRO, our 22nd year at the Sonoma County Harvest Fair. Delighted to be here. We'll tell you all the great guests who we'll be chatting with during the next 3 hours. We encourage you to support our tremendous Sonoma County Harvest Fair today and tomorrow. Before we get into the particulars of Garden Talk this morning, let's check in with Mr. Farm Market himself, Dennis Dunn, live from the original Certified Farmers Market up at the Luther Burbank Center. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning, Steve and Gwen. Steve, I thought you'd be in your bike shorts getting ready for the Grand Fondo.
Oh, that's later.
First of all, it's no longer called the Grand Fondo. It's called Sonoma Vita. They changed the name of it, although it really is the Grand Fondo. No, you don't want to see, that's not a picture you want to see, Steve in his bike shorts.
All right. Okay, well, let's start off. It's canning time, folks. I made about a gallon and a half of sugo and froze it the other day. And I used New Zealand paste tomatoes that I grew from Cliff Silva at Ma and Pa's. And you can get the New Zealand paste today from Tom Noble at Armstrong Valley. They're great for canning. They're meaty, not a lot of seeds, very sweet. They're great for sauces. So it's that time of year. You can also get flats of tomatoes from Bernier Farms today for $2 a pound. And that's a great price.
That is fantastic. I thought that the tomatoes, Gwen, would be knocked down by this half inch plus of rain that we got.
Some varieties started cracking.
Yeah, mine did.
Yeah.
Mine did too.
The variety.
Yeah.
Some of mine did, some didn't.
But we still have a good selection of tomatoes at the farm market.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's tomatoes everywhere. Tomatoes
great.
Everywhere.
What else looks
good? So, like,
what
it's
else
time
looks
to can them.
Great. What else looks good? Fruits and veggies.
Well, like I said last week, we're starting to transition into fall, so the first parsnips are here. There's some Japanese turnips, so get some of the root vegetables and some potatoes, maybe some olive oil from my friend Suzanne at Erie. Olive oil them up, salt and pepper, and put a big slab of beef on top of it or pork, and slow roast them in the oven. And you can use the root vegetables as a rack.
Oh, man, that sounds great.
Yeah, and then you can also, you know, obviously use the pan drippings and make a nice sauce for it. Kale is starting to show up in abundance. Beautiful broccoli at Singing Frog Farms. So yeah, we're starting to hit the fall a little bit.
Are we seeing any persimmons, pomegranates showing up?
Yes, there's pomegranates at Schlettowitz. I was going to go over there in a sec. There's pomegranates at Ponce. There's still stone fruit, plums, pluots, apricots. Walker apple is here. Ed from Bella Ridge, and we're really starting to see the pears.
Good.
Asian pears, Bosque, all kinds. So with the pears and the apples, you know, make some sauce, make some pear butter or apple butter. Get a still and make some apple or pear brandy or grappa. What the heck? Why not?
And what about figs?
Yes, there's been figs. The figs this year are absolutely beautiful. I'm looking. I think Hector has some figs. I was just going to walk over to Hector's area anyway. There's been a lot of figs around, and they've been absolutely gorgeous.
I picked about 18 or 19 off my fig tree, and I brought in two that the rats got for Gwen.
Hector has two crates of figs right at the front of his booth. So stop by and see Hector. While I'm over in this little corner over here, stop by and see Damon at Minhee Hill Garden. They have their hot sauce out today. They have different types of kimchi, pickled beets, pickles. Plus, they've got, you know, the regular, they've got tomatoes and beets and the like. Stop by and see Rebecca at Lantern Farm. She still has beautiful tomatoes, eggplant. Her sweet peppers are absolutely delicious. I used a bunch of them in some hot sauce that I have today on the table. And she has beautiful sunflowers to take home to put for your centerpieces.
Wow, that sounds great. Anything else in the fruit and veggie world?
That's pretty much it for now.
Okay, moving on.
The protein. Salmon Creek is here. Again, my personal favorite beef in the area. I got a pound of their ground beef last week and had hamburgers three times this week in different form, but still the same. They've got briskets and roasts and stews, and they've got their duck eggs today. And do you have any duck today? Okay. They may have some duck, but maybe not. Joe Maddows is here with their St. George cheese, and I highly recommend making grilled cheese sandwiches with the 3-month. Good stuff. And Strauss is here with their, you know, what we know about Strauss. They're the best. I've already got some butter coming to me. So over to Carb. Dominique is taking a weekend off, unfortunately, so we'll see her again next week. But Carl is back from his sojourn to Southern Oregon. So Cousteau's is here with their crusty breads and morning buns, croissants, tarts, bear claws, anise and hazelnut biscotti. So that's always a plus.
And I will mention that I happened to be up in Healdsburg yesterday, and since Will Seppi has been touting his morning buns to me for the last 8 months, I stopped in and got a couple. They are, as described, delicious.
They're great. They're light, fluffy. They're not too sweet. They're delicious. Raymond's Bakery is here with their breads and their focaccias. Raymond's Bakery's onion rolls are a sneaky favorite. They're delicious. Plus, they have their sweets as well. And Full Circle is here with sliced breads and muffins and the whole nine yards.
Fantastic. Lots of good carbs. What about prepared foods? How do they look today?
Prepared food, we have the greengrocer who has a line already with his hippie hash and his breakfast burritos and veggie breakfast sandwiches, or you can get them with bacon or sausage. Ellie's Kitchen is here today with their Mexican food, and they have started to bring, because the weather is changing, pozole. So, and I know what I'm having for breakfast.
Mmm.
And, Mi Fiesta with tamales and enchiladas.
Who is providing music today?
I believe our little violinist, Brooklyn's going to be here, but I'm not too sure at this point in time. She's a little bit late, so I don't know if something happened or maybe she didn't do her homework.
What's on the menu? Just going to ask what the menu is for the Dunn Brothers Sausage Emporium.
We have a new one today. We have a chorizo antequeño. It's a Colombian grilling sausage. Plus, we have some Alsace, because I think my brother still thinks Alsace is part of Germany, so he probably got confused. It's, you know, it's Oktoberfest time, so he made Alsace instead of bratwurst. Don't ask me why. But the Colombian antequeño, or the chorizo antequeño, is lightly spicy. The other thing I do want to mention is some of our other vendors. The crafts people are starting to show up. It's getting to that time of the year, and I don't want to talk about that holiday that looms over everybody until at least after Thanksgiving. But okay. You can come down and get some ideas. Johnny's here with the jewelry. Scott's down from Chico. Scott's down from Chico with his pottery, beautiful stuff. So come on down. And the woodworking folks are here, too. So there's some good stuff just to look around and get some ideas for Christmas. Oh, I said it, for that other holiday. I also have some beer mustard. I have some white wine and walnut mustard, and some hot sauce that's pretty hot.
Oh, sounds fantastic. It's all there. It's all happening at our longest-running year-round farmer's market since 1968. The original certified farmer's market at the Luther Burbank Center, 60 seconds off of Highway 101 at the River Road, Marquess Springs Road exit. Easy to find. Just look to the white billowing tents and all the happy shoppers. You'll make new friends. You'll probably run into a neighbor or two, and it's a great way to kick off the weekend Saturday morning. Don't miss it. 8:30 to 1 o'clock today. If you do miss it, there's also the midweek market. That's Wednesday also, 8:30 to 1 o'clock. Thank you, Dennis, and we will talk again next week.
All right, Stephen, Gwen, you guys have a good week.
You too.
Dennis Dunn from the original certified farmer's market. We will take calls right after this break at 636-1350. Calls as usual. And we'll let you know about the particulars on the Sonoma County Harvest Fair, when the gates open, what you can expect when you attend today or tomorrow. So much to do, so many wonderful foods and wines and beers, ciders to taste at the Sonoma County Harvest Fair. It's truly the beginning of our fall harvest season as the grape harvest is in full swing. Tom Simoneaux coming in at 11 o'clock on the Good Food Hour to guide us through a tasting and a chat with the award-winning sweepstakes wine winners today, a tradition on the Good Food Hour for the last 20-plus years, plus a couple of the great chefs and a couple of the other great presenters here at the Harvest Fair. All that coming your way at 11 today. It is Garden Talk as usual from 9 to 11 with Gwen Kilcher. You can look at Gwen's column this morning in the Press Democrat. She writes that column with Dana Lozano the first and third Saturdays of every month, has for over a quarter of a century. We'll go over some of the high points in that column if you're not able to access the paper this morning. And we'll follow up with some email questions from Garden Talk listeners last week. And we'll go right to calls at 636-1350 if you want a private one-on-one with Gwen. She's helped thousands of listeners and newspaper article responders over the last 12 years at Garden Talk and 25 years in the newspaper. Solve their gardening problems. You have her all to yourself only on KSRO every Saturday morning. If you prefer to communicate via email, we're taking emails at steve@ksro.com. So join the program this morning live at the 2018 Sonoma County Harvest Fair at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds. Back after these messages. This is KSRO.
Windsor hears FM News Talk KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5.
The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market has lots of winter vegetables, nuts, cheese, and meat from your favorite farmers and ranchers. Don't miss Saturday, October 27th, Harvest Festival pumpkins and sugar skulls to decorate for the kids. The Beet Generation will be barrel roasting Romano beans and peppers. Aroma Florals of Petaluma has beautiful fall, pepper, and lavender wreaths. Enjoy the fall harvest at the market with guest chefs cooking demos. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market has artisan foods ranging from fabulous bread, olive oils, marinades, tea blends, to seafood and pastas. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market open year-round, Saturdays 8:30 a.m. till 1 p.m. at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun. Exciting news, Sonoma County. Empire College's career-focused programs just got shorter and even more concentrated on the industry certifications you need to launch or advance your career. With the input of top employers who partner with Empire on advisory boards, they have redesigned their most popular programs. Now you can earn your associate's degree in an in-demand field in just 18 months, or add to your existing skills with certifications in Microsoft Office, bookkeeping, and more in just 6 months. Working in the legal or IT fields, Empire College is a reliable option for earning your paralegal certificate or preparing for your advanced Microsoft certifications in the shortest time possible. Oh yeah, Empire has been listening to you, Sonoma County. Give them a call at 546-4000. That's 546-4000. Or visit EmpireCollege.com today. EmpireCollege.com, and open the door to your rewarding career faster.
This is Jack Rasmussen, and I'm the owner of Wine Country Fine Furniture, the new fine furniture showroom in West Petaluma. We provide high-quality, American-made leather, fabric, and hardwood furniture, as well as area rugs, for all rooms of your home. You will really enjoy designing your own furniture, and then our North Carolina craftsmen build it for you. We are only 5 minutes west of downtown Petaluma, and look forward to meeting you. More at WineCountryFineFurniture.com.
I'm Dane Lobb. I'm a public safety specialist with PG&E. If you encounter a down power line, you need to stay away from it. Call 911. Let our first responders come out and handle it. Police and fire will respond, as well as PG&E. PG&E will make the scene safe.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Broadcasting live from the 2018 Sonoma County Harvest Fair, I'm Steve Garner. It is Saturday, October 6th. The Harvest Workshop opens at 11:30 this morning. Doors open this morning. We'll tell you all about that. And there's a great workshop that requires advanced registration. It's called A Tasting in the Dark. Dr. Henry Hobie Wedler is going to be guiding people through a blindfolded tasting of wines, the aromatic vocabularies. He's a remarkable person. He earned a PhD in chemistry at UC. He's found his passion for food and drink and how they relate to the senses when he began hosting truly blind wine and beer experiences in 2011. He is blind since birth. Quite a remarkable man. Received the White House honor by Barack Obama in 2012 for enhancing educational employment opportunities for Americans with disabilities. That's at 11:30 this morning. Moving on, there's a Harvest Workshop, a pumpkin succulent arrangement with Julie Botello, and we'll be talking with Julie in about 15 minutes this morning and finding out what her seminar is going to what's going to be on the menu today. And then this afternoon at 3:30, it's the Harvest Workshop Backyard Gardening with Vince Scholten from NorCal Growers. We'll be talking with Vince during the 10 o'clock hour. That's just today, as far as some of the great events that are taking place at the Harvest Fair. Admission is only $5 to get in the Harvest Fair, because if you want to taste some of the wines and taste the award-winning sweepstakes appetizers and desserts and pastries, that will be an additional amount. You can go online and find out all those particulars. You'll enjoy the seminars and the workshops and the wine tasting, and, of course, the grape stomp. And actually, our producer, Michelle Marquez, was a participant in the grape stomp when she was very young and full of vigor and had great energy. Her and her mom made, I was going to say fools of themselves, but no, that's a nice thing to say. Actually, Michelle did. Are you there, Michelle?
Yeah.
Can you tell us about your wonderful experience stomping grapes and when that was? And I know it's a memory that still is one of the fondest memory that you shared with your mom, wasn't it?
It was. It was really fun. My mom is, their whole family's from the Seattle area, so she came for the Harvest Fair, and we were super excited about tasting wine, of course. But the opportunity to stomp grapes was pretty exciting as well.
Your first time?
Yes, for both of us, yeah. It was pretty hilarious. So one person has to be the stomper, and the other person is what they call the swabber or the swabby or something like that.
Uh-huh.
So my mom was the stomper, And so she had to climb into this half barrel where they had the grapes, and then at the, you know, at the countdown, then start stomping for like 3 minutes. It's a long time to be stomping.
Yeah.
And then I was the person who had my arm, I was standing below, and I had my arm in the barrel, and then I had to sort of smoosh the juice towards the opening and hold a jug, and then all of the juice would go into the jug.
So there was a little spout at the bottom where it was coming out of?
Okay. Exactly, yeah. And so then you're judged on how much juice you can get into that jug. And we were laughing hysterically the entire time. And people had costumes. We wore little grape wreaths in our hair, which is very fun. And we didn't come in last.
That's really a wonderful way to say it. Instead of we didn't win, we didn't place, we didn't show. We didn't come in last.
We didn't come in last.
That's marvelous. And did you get more than a thimbleful? Did you?
We did okay. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't want to drink it, but.
And did they wash your feet beforehand?
They have a hose.
So they hose you off.
You can hose yourself off afterwards.
And
yeah.
How long were your feet purple?
My mom was the one. So my arm and my shirt were stained a bit, but it didn't last super long. You know, you take a shower and you're fine. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
So you have a chance to qualify for the Grape Stomp today at noon with live music from Tom Leps and the Harvest Stompers. And then later on, you get to actually qualify all day long today.
And don't they have really great prizes, like the top prize?
Oh, my gosh. There's lots of great prizes. Yeah, and it's so much fun, especially after you've had a few glasses of wine. Then all your inhibitions go by the wayside.
Yeah. And I would say if you are someone who maybe has a little bit of an extra gift, like webbed feet.
Like a duck.
Then you should definitely.
So people that have 13, 14, 15 size feet have a competitive size advantage, right? Is that true?
I would think so.
I would think so.
More surface area to crush those grapes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Small, dainty-feeted people like you and your mom were at a competitive disadvantage.
Right. Well, yeah. If you just have to stomp faster.
Yeah.
Do you know, did anyone ever fall? Did they fall out of them?
No, they're pretty stable.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah,
I could just see you going up and down, up and lose your balance, and then out you go.
Well, you're sort of like running in place kind of a thing.
Okay.
Yeah, so you're not like jumping up and down with both feet in the air at the same time. I don't know, maybe Gwen has a different technique.
Have you ever done this, Gwen?
No.
So the finals, I guess tomorrow, Sunday, is the big Grape Stomp finals, but you can sign up all day today.
It sure is a lot of fun, though. I encourage people to try it at least once. It's so much fun.
Okay. Well, thank you. You've sold it. You've sold the event, Michelle. 636-1350. We can take calls now for Gwen Kilcher. We're live at the Harvest Fair. Great time to give a call the first hour of the show when we're lighter on calls. The marketplace and the gates open at 11 o'clock this morning. Then, as I mentioned, there's the tasting in the dark at 11:30. You do need to sign up in advance for that. There's a fee for that one. Then the grape stomp at noon, the qualifying grape stomp, not the big deal. And then at 12:30, Chef Thomas Schmidt, executive chef for John Ash and Company. Thomas will be sitting in with us at 11:30 to go through the great recipe he's demoing and bring the finished dish for us on the Good Food Hour. And then wine tasting seminars in the afternoon at 1 o'clock. At 1:30, the Harvest Workshop. There's the pumpkin succulent arrangement. We'll be talking with the folks that are running that a little bit. Then there's the music that kicks off at 2:15 with one of my favorite bands, Tom Rigney and Flambeau, playing American roots music. 3 o'clock, the beer seminar from the Cheesy Beer School. The Harvest Workshop, the backyard gardening from NorCal Growers. They'll be here, and they'll be on the show during the 10 o'clock hour. And then more executive chef Mark Kowalkowski from Oliver's Markets of Santa Rosa. That's free with the gate admission at 3:30. So there's so much to do, so much to see, so many activities, and we've just scratched the surface this morning on Garden Talk. So what should we be doing right at this moment on this beautiful fall? If you had to prioritize for today and tomorrow, later in the afternoon after we get back from Harvest Fair and tomorrow, what should we be thinking about in the world of fruits and vegetables? Anything in particular?
Well, can I jump ahead and say, if you really had to do something, I would head over to the Sebastopol Library by 10:30 and listen to Jim Lang, Master Gardener Jim Lang's lecture about gopher, vole, and mole control. That would be number one, because I'm having a problem with voles. And because I know Jim, I get the inside scoop and one-on-one hands-on experience with, you know, showing me how to set the traps and what kind of traps to use and all that. So I'm going to take care of my vole situation, thanks to him.
What time is that?
10:30 at the Sebastopol Library.
Free?
Yes. Yeah, so through the Master Gardeners Library Series. Okay. And so when you're done with that, then what I would do is I'd start preparing your vegetable garden for your fall vegetables. Get those in the ground. You could be dividing some perennials that are getting overcrowded. That's one of the questions that was asked in the newspaper. So that answer's in there. But keep in mind, though, that your spring-blooming perennials, you would divide those in the fall, and your summer blooming perennials you would be dividing now. The spring blooming ones you would wait until after they've flowered. So does that sound right? Does that make sense?
That does make sense.
Because anything that's going to be blooming in the springtime, don't prune it. Okay. You'll want to wait. Okay. But the ones that are going to be blooming later in the summer, and they pretty much have finished blooming now, and there's no seed heads or anything that the birds would be taking advantage of, because sometimes you want to leave them for the last minute. So the birds they eat the seeds, and there's some winter interest, too, to the flower stalks and what's left behind once it's finished flowering. So once that's all done, get out there and start dividing those summer, fall blooming perennials. And especially if you've noticed that they're not flowering as well as they used to, they get crowded out after about 3 years or so. And they could be taking over a spot in your yard where they're encroaching on other plants, and you want to keep them in this little spot. So now would be a good time to divide.
That was what you had said in the newspaper today. You wrote the general rule of thumb for dividing perennials is to divide the early bloomers in the fall and the late bloomers in the spring. And you said there are two exceptions. Oriental poppies and bearded irises can both be divided during the summer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's about the only one. And yeah. It's also a good time, you meant, to divide and replant rhubarb.
Rhubarb, yeah. This is getting to be the time. I'd probably wait until the end of October or so, maybe, okay, you know, the end of this month, early November sometime, and you'll see the rhubarb is starting to die down. And if you've noticed, your stalks have been getting thinner, and there's a lot of them, and they're thin, and they're not producing, maybe they're not producing much, then you can go ahead and dig up that whole clump. It'll be really interesting to see, if you've never seen what the root system or the whole crown of a rhubarb plant looks like. It's quite fascinating. So you could cut it, get a sharp knife, and cut sections out of it, but make sure each section has roots to it. And then you can go ahead and put that back in the ground or give some to your friends and start with a younger, more rejuvenated rhubarb plant for next year.
Fun things to do in the fall in your garden. Live radio at its best. It's Garden Talk at KSRO, live from the Sonoma County Harvest Fair. Steve Garner, along with Gwen Kilcher, hosting the show as always. Doors open in just a bit. Hey, if you're 12 and under and you're listening to the show, you get in free to the Harvest Fair, and it's only $5 gate admission. Of course, if you want to taste wine and sample all the appetizers, there is an additional fee. Lots to do for free at the Harvest Fair, and what a picture-perfect day. Temperature is about 66 to 73 today. We have that beautiful flush of rain. Some people got a half to three-quarters of an inch of rain this week.
I got an inch and a half.
You got an inch and a half of rain? Remarkable. Mm-hmm. Really boosting our fall garden. And we'll let you know some other great projects you can dive into in your fall garden when we return from this bottom of the hour break. Garden Talk until 11, and then it's the Good Food Hour. Chef John Ash not in today, but Tom Simoneau, the Sonoma County Wine Guy, will be guiding us through a tasting and chat with the award-winning, sweepstakes award-winning wines from this year's Sonoma County Harvest Fair. This is KSRO.
FM News Talk Radio, North County 103.5, South County 94.5, KSRO.
Hey folks, this is George Adair from Bay Equity Home Loans. We're your local lender, but I want you to know we have cutting-edge technology available to you. I'm really excited to announce our Bay Equity Express closing. You don't have to go search the internet to find your home loan lender. We're right here in Santa Rosa, Petaluma, and Windsor. Bay Equity Home Loans offers many loan programs with amazing technology. At closing, you can digitally sign your loan documents. It saves time, saves frustration, and we get to the closing process so much faster. If you're buying in Sonoma County, the speed to close is one of the most important factors in getting your offer accepted. The reputation of Bay Equity locally is amongst the best. Visit us at bayequityloans.com or call 707-583-8100. Again, 707-583-8100. 8100. Bay Equity is your home for loans.
Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval. NMLS ID 76988. The transaction will be made pursuant to the Department of Business Oversight California Finance Lender Law and or California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. NMLS ID 245370.
This message brought to you by the Redwood Empire Food Bank in Santa Rosa.
Hi, I'm Vanessa Johns, and I'm the Community Engagement Coordinator at the Redwood Empire Food Bank in Santa Rosa. Thousands of people rely on assistance from food banks for their daily meals. Our organization alone serves 82,000 clients across 5 counties in Northern California. That's why it is so important to have community partners like PG&E, who help by sending groups of volunteers to bag produce, sort food, and create care packages for families in need. Our mission is simple. We believe that everyone deserves access to fresh, nutritious food, and having PG&E as an enduring presence in the North Bay since 2015 has made a real difference. Fighting hunger in the North Bay isn't something we can do alone. We have to work together. If you wish to contribute or volunteer with the Redwood Empire Food Bank, please visit refb.org.
Join Mike Kelly on the Real Estate Hour Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. right here on KSRO. The Real Estate Hour is the longest-running talk show in the North Bay. Tune in for tips on buying and selling your home, the loans to look for, and Sonoma County real estate market knowledge from a guy who's been selling it full-time right here since 1978. Call in live and ask your questions direct to Mike. That's the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly, Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KSRO and streaming live on KSRO.com.
Halloween treats are sweet, but the jackpots are sweeter at Graton Resort and Casino. With so many ways to win. Multiplier Wednesdays, get up to 7 times the points. On Thursdays, turn points into slot play and win up to $10,000 in cash in the Falls Fortune Slot Tournaments. Best of all, sign up for Graton Rewards and get up to $500 in free play. Learn more at GratonResortCasino.com. Complete rules available at the Rewards Center.
Right now, protesters on Capitol Hill, voicing their opposition to what is all but certain to be a vote today on the Senate floor to put Judge Brett Kavanaugh on the U.S. Supreme Court. This woman identifying herself as a sexual assault survivor.
I'm haunted by an all too familiar feeling of screaming no, 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 and not being listened to. I live with the guilt of what happened to me every single day of my life.
But Republican Senator Deb Fischer from Nebraska on the floor explaining her support for Kavanaugh.
During the hearing, he repeatedly affirmed that, quote, "What makes a good judge is independence, not being swayed by political or public pressure."
And President Trump on Twitter today calling Kavanaugh a, quote, "very good man," and today a big day for America. I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
Sonoma County's most accurate, dependable forecast with KSRO's Daniel Trucios.
Sunny skies, warmer temps for the weekend today at 78, 65 on the coast. Clear skies tonight, low 55, 54 on the shores. 82 expected for tomorrow, 72 in Bodega Bay. Blue skies for Monday at 81, 68 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
Broadcasting live from the Sonoma County Harvest Fair, there's a little lengthy introduction by Tom Rigney of Tom Rigney and Flambeau, great violinist, Cajun fiddler, and they'll be performing live at the Harvest Fair 2:15 this morning. We'll listen to a few more pieces of their music as the morning progresses. This is Garden Talk with Steve Garner along with Gwen Kilcher at the Sonoma County Harvest Fair live. and lots to do if you are a wine taster, a cider taster, a beer taster, a cheese taster. If you just want to nibble and stroll, there's so much to do. There's great gardening events, and one of those gardening events is will be happening in just a few hours by Julie Botello. Julie's with Green Jewels Nursery in Petaluma, California, and she's doing a succulent arrangement class this afternoon we want to tell you about. And Julie's on the line with us to tell us a little bit more. Good morning, Julie, and welcome to Garden Talk. Is Julie there? Okay, maybe Julie is not there. We'll have to hold off on that. When we get Julie on the line, we will have her talk about the seminar that she's doing. And then a little bit later on, we'll talk with Vince, who's doing an afternoon seminar from NorCal Growers. 636-1350. So you mentioned the perennial dividing. That was one thing we need to do in the fall. We should probably think about bulbs.
Oh, wait. Let me add to the perennial dividing.
Sure.
Before we go to bulbs. Another reason to not necessarily divide your perennials, but this would be a good time to transplant them somewhere else in your garden if they've been growing, if you planted them in the wrong spot. So if they're in an area that's getting too much shade and the plants need more sun or vice versa, then you can go ahead and dig them up now. And if they do need to be divided, okay, you could do that as well. But if not, just dig them up and move them now. The soil's perfect to be working in. So that's another reason why you should be not necessarily dividing, but transplanting and moving. Okay. So, getting to bulbs.
Bulbs. We should be planting bulbs. We just planted about 40 freesias.
Oh, good for you.
This week. We had those wonderful, shocking pink ones and some white ones and some purple ones, and we just can't wait for those. We put them in barrels, large barrels.
Yeah.
We get a good bloom of freesias.
I saw somebody that had a shallow wheelbarrow, a rusty old shallow, almost looked like a kid's wheelbarrow. And they filled it up with potting soil. First, they put the holes in it, okay, even though it did have some holes from rust. But they filled that thing up with freesias, and you should have seen that thing blooming this past year. It was magnificent. And then when they all died down, then they tucked in some annuals of, I think they had, like, you know, marigolds and nasturtiums and things in there. So it was constant. It was blooming all year round.
Yeah, make sure your freesias are somewhere near an open window.
Yes, or a walkway. And you know the yellow ones have the most fragrance?
They do?
Yeah.
Out of all the ones?
The old-fashioned, plain old yellow ones.
Oh, well, we'll grab some yellow ones. We only got the whites, pinks, and violet, purple ones.
Yeah, they do have, they all have a scent, but...
Other good fall bulbs, what would you suggest?
Alliums. Those are like, onion-looking, the big purple flowers.
Oh, yeah.
And white. And some shades of pinks.
Those are a little more unusual, aren't they?
They are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else is unusual?
Let's see. What do I have? Dutch irises. I love Dutch iris. They're a long shoot that comes up, and they have these, you know, small little leaves that come out, and then the top opens up like a tulip flower shape, and then it opens up, and it almost looks like a small bearded iris flower. And they're beautiful. They come in a lot of different colors, and two-tone colors, three-tone colors, Dutch irises.
And some belladonnas. We should throw in some naked ladies, shouldn't we, while we're at it?
Yeah. Yeah, but they'll probably take a couple years before they start blooming.
Oh, that's slow.
And I would go with the bigger bulbs. The bigger they are, the bigger the flower, the better they'll be blooming.
Okay. What else? Hyacinths, crocus, things like that.
Crocuses? No. I never grow.
You don't bother?
They bloom one day and then they're done the next.
Daffodils?
This isn't really the best. Daffodils, tulips. If you like hyacinths, grape hyacinths, those are tiny little ones.
Do you like the aroma of hyacinths?
Yeah, they're okay. I don't grow them. They're not very reliable around here. A lot of people use them as forced flowers, you know, indoors.
Yeah.
And there's something about them needing really cold weather in order to get those big giant flowers that you see on the pictures when you're buying them.
Okay.
What else? There's lots of other cool bulbs out there.
Well, those are the heavy hitters that we just mentioned.
Yeah. Fritillaria. If you have a deer problem,
They
smell bad. But they're big and they're beautiful. Some of them can get 3 or 4 feet high, but very unusual looking orangey colored flowers and hints of brown and purples and yellows, but they do smell, and the deer will walk right by them and not even blink an eye.
That's a good place to take a break with the scent of
Fritillaria. With an F.
In our nostrils. It's Garden Talk Live at the Sonoma County Harvest Fair. Steve Garner along with Gwen Kilcher. We could take calls now at 636-1350 if you'd like a word with Gwen. Or you can always shoot us an email, steve@ksro.com, and we'll take those calls on the air. We're going to do a little follow-up, a couple of email questions from last week, which we didn't get to, and then go right to your calls. So do get on the line. No one on hold at this moment. Plenty of time to chat with you this hour and next on Garden Talk. This is KSRO.
Traffic on the fives and weather six times an hour on Sonoma County's Morning News with Pat Kerrigan on FM News Talk KSRO.
Hi, I'm Jeff Davis of KSRO's On the Wine Road. I've been in radio and audio production my entire adult life. I could tell years of wearing headphones has caused some hearing loss, so I thought a hearing test might be a good idea. I went to Park Place Hearing Center in Petaluma, and though it turns out my hearing has only been slightly affected, the owner, Dennis, offered me two state-of-the-art hearing devices to try. These things are incredible. You can control the volume, the environment, and low-end and high-end settings from your smartphone. And the best part is, and I know you're concerned about this, no one noticed I was wearing them.
My name is Dennis Tobin, the owner of Park Place Hearing Center. I've been in the industry for over 30 years. If you suspect you have hearing loss, come on in for a free hearing test and a free demonstration of the latest products.
Stop in and see Dennis at Park Place Hearing Center and take advantage of their free hearing test. I guarantee you'll be as surprised with the technology as I am. They're in Petaluma and San Rafael and parkplacehearing.com.
Hi, I'm Robert Haley, superintendent of Cotati Roner Park Unified School District. We're proud to be a district creating innovative programs, opening schools, attracting students, and preparing them for college and careers. Our vision is clear. All students are entitled to a successful education. Our focus is learning, and we are a team. This vision is shared by our community, and we are thankful for the tremendous support we receive, which helps make our schools special places for children to learn. We have strong academic and enrichment programs, magnet programs, and distinguished schools from transitional kindergarten through high school. Our district has received recognition for our work in closing the achievement gap and increasing access to advanced curriculum for all students. Through coding, we are teaching our students the language of the future. Parents, school is underway. Make sure you connect with your child's teacher and school. Ask questions, volunteer, and be involved. Let's have a great school year, Sonoma County. Cotati Roner Park Unified School District. Learning for a lifetime. Committed to the future.
The Sonoma County Harvest Fair celebrates the bounty our county has to offer this weekend. Enjoy award-winning wines, craft beers and ciders, and the culinary delights our wine country's famous for. Adults 21 and over get the full experience at our grand tasting event with over 100 wineries, top breweries, cideries, and local food purveyors from this year's professional competition. Grand tasting guests can cleanse their palate with locally roasted coffees and stock up your cellar with gold medal wines at event-only savings at the Wine Country Marketplace. If brewed are your thing, attend the Cheesy Beer School. Watch the World Championship Grape Stomp. Pick up a pumpkin at our pumpkin patch. Check out the Classic Car Show. Enjoy live music in Shea Park. Try pumpkin bowling or fling apples in our apple slingshot. There's something for everyone, including many interactive activities free with $5 general admission. Tickets are available now at the box office or online at harvestfair.org. We'll see you at the Sonoma County Harvest Fair this weekend, October 5th through 7th at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds in Santa Rosa.
Broadcasting absolutely live at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds. It's the Sonoma County's 2018 Harvest Fair, and doors will be opening in just a while, not quite yet, but we get here early because we like to settle in and we like to get our wine glasses all ready, Gwen and I. But we'll tell you all about the particulars, some of the other great seminars that are happening, and some of the great presenters, which will enliven your visit to the fairgrounds today. And one of those people that's going to enliven your visit to the fairgrounds is Julie Botello. She owns, her family owns Green Jewels Nursery, which we're not familiar with in Petaluma, and she's doing a seminar today on succulent arranging. Good morning, Julie, and welcome back.
Good morning. Thank you.
Our pleasure to have you. What are you going to teach people today at your seminar?
Well, basically, the fair's providing a pumpkin, and I'm providing all the succulents, and we will be arranging them on the top of a pumpkin, hot gluing them on.
Hot gluing the succulents onto the pumpkin?
Yeah, just making an arrangement on the top and just making it look beautiful.
What succulents are you choosing to accent the pumpkin?
Well, I have actually 20 varieties of succulents I've picked out for the participants today. They range from aeoniums, aloes, crassulas, etrovarias, a little bit of sedum, and just all kinds of fall color.
I want more of them. We're testing your memory. We want the other 14.
Well, there's several varieties of each.
Okay.
So there's a good color assortment.
How many succulents do you grow on your property in Petaluma?
Well, I call it my mother garden, and I probably have at least 40 to 50 different varieties of the aeoniums and all the what I mentioned before, all in the ground, and that's what I call my mother garden. And then I harvest, throughout the year and make different containers available to the people for sale.
How long have you owned your nursery in Petaluma?
I think I started about 4 years ago. It's a 7-acre parcel, and I get the front half for the nursery, and the horses get the back half. And I keep expanding a little bit each year, and so it's a pretty unique little succulent nursery. I like to repurpose a lot, so it has a lot of farm equipment and different fountains, and I plant in all kinds of buckets and baskets. You name it, I'll try to put a succulent in it.
It sounds like fun. Can you give us any general guidelines for success with succulents? Is there a few rules we should follow?
You know, I think the most important is the soil, good draining soil. Succulents, worst enemy is to overwater them. They'd rather starve for water than have too much water. Just good drainage. Some succulents can take full sun. My nursery actually is out in full sun, so there's only a few that I try to tuck under some grapevines or the trees. But they are out in Mother Nature, and when the frost comes, I do cover my mother garden, but the front half survives the frost, and if it doesn't, I don't replant it.
Survival of the fittest.
Exactly, survival of the fittest. And the fall color with the heat and the sun right now and maybe a little lack of water, I just have some just brilliant colors on the succulents. They're unbelievable.
Julie, where is your nursery located in Petaluma?
I'm at 209 Liberty Road. If anybody's familiar with the cemetery there at the corner of Center and Liberty Road, I'm down the little dirt road there where the Christmas tree farm is on the corner. Kind of tucked in. Now, I'm only open on Sundays from 9 to 1, and that's basically April through the end of October. And I pretty much cover everything up and close up shop and I work full time, so this is my hobby, and I've opened it up to the public on a limited time basis.
Wonderful, but people can go down tomorrow and meet you and check out your nursery, or they can come today and get a real one-on-one tutorial on pumpkin succulent arrangements with you. Do people get to take home anything, or do you know?
Yes, there's going to be 15 participants that the fair has signed up. So I created 15 different individual packages, and so yes, they'll be able to take the people that participate today get to take home the 15 pumpkins that they've created.
So you have your pumpkin, are they all carved out for you, ready to go, or do you guys do the carving?
No, we do not carve. We remove the stem, and basically we use some spray glue and make a base with some moss. Let that dry for a few minutes, and then just start basically building from the center. You know, I usually try to do my highest succulents in the middle, and then just kind of come down and start draping them down the side. But it's only the top third of the pumpkin that we basically hot glue.
It sounds fantastic, and it does require advance a sign-up, so go online and sign up for the Harvest Workshop Pumpkin Succulent Arrangement. It's at 1:30 today when you plan on coming to taste a little wine and sit in with Julie Botello from Green Jewels Nursery in Petaluma and take home a little fall-themed masterpiece. Thank you so much for spending time with us, Julie. We hope to get down on a Sunday and check out your nursery sometime.
Wonderful. I really appreciate if you came. Thank you. Have a good day.
Our pleasure. Good talking with you. We'll take a break. We'll come back and we'll chat with a couple folks online. We have Frederica and Vivian who would like a word with Gwen. We're live at the Harvest Fair from the Sonoma County Fairgrounds. It's Garden Talk live at KSRO.
I'm Brett Musburger, and this is the North Bay's home of the Oakland Raiders and the Golden State Warriors. FM News Talk Radio, KSRO 103.5 and 94.5.
If you're selling a home in Sonoma County, you know the fires have changed everything. It's more important than ever to have an agent who really knows the market. That's why you should call Mike Kelly.
It's a different landscape these days. You're dealing with insurance companies, lawyers, inspectors. I can help you get through all of this stuff and sell your home the right way with less hassle.
If you've been affected by the fires, you need the Mike Kelly difference. Let Mike use his Sonoma County resources and connections to get you through all the obstacles and his market knowledge to help you set the right price.
There'll be a lot of homes coming on the market, so now's the time to list yours. Show me your home and I'll show you three quick and easy tips to maximize the return on your investment, even if you don't use me.
If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Find Mike at MikeKelly.com or call Mike at 707-322-8503, 707-322-8503.
Did you know there's a 1976 Mercedes-Benz 240D in the Mercedes-Benz Museum that reached over 2,850 miles before being retired? Mercedes-Benz is one of only a few manufacturers who offer a high mileage award to owners with a certificate and radiator grill badge. This automotive masterpiece can provide decades of enjoyment when serviced properly.
Hi, this is Nick Stauer, Service Manager at Mercedes-Benz of Santa Rosa. Servicing your Mercedes-Benz includes a meticulous step-by-step multi-point inspection specific to your vehicle's model and year. It's designed to keep your vehicle performing like your Mercedes-Benz is engineered to be.
We know you all have busy lives, so Mercedes-Benz of Santa Rosa is pleased to say our service department is now open on Saturdays, 8 to 4:30 p.m.
We look forward to servicing your vehicle at your convenience.
Mercedes-Benz of Santa Rosa, your Mercedes-Benz dealership, 2881 Corby Avenue and mbofsantarosa.com.
You can find the best deals in Sonoma County only on mysonomadeals.com. Enjoy dining, family fun, health and beauty, and more for just half the price. The deals are always changing in a limited quantity, so make sure to check often so you don't miss out on these amazing deals. Savings and fun, all wrapped into one, only on mysonomadeals.com. That's mysonomadeals.com.
News, traffic, weather, talk. Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO Santa Rosa.
from ABC News. I'm Dave Packer in Washington on the steps of the U.S. Supreme Court.
Shame, shame, shame.
Anti-Kavanaugh protests hours before an expected Senate roll call.